The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. Listen, this week and this week only, our first reading is going to come to us from the book of Judges. Now, Judges is one of the most underappreciated Old Testament books, but it's a book with a great message. Okay, it's a message that you're just going to love, so I think it deserves a closer look, okay? Judges is the story of what happens to Israel after they enter into the Promised Land, but before the time of King David, okay? So you situate it, historically speaking, it's after the time of Moses, but before the time of King David. That's the book of Judges. It's a time of instability. It's a time of political instability. It's a time of social instability. It's a time of religious instability. So what does God do for his people in this difficult time? He sends them great leaders, 12 great leaders that are known as the 12 judges. Now, when you hear the word judge, don't think courtroom judge. Judges actually better translates as champions. Okay, so it's a reading from the book of Champions. And the story unfolds like this. Here's the basic plot of the book. People break the commandments, break the covenant. Next, they get attacked by their enemies. And then they all cry to God for help, and God sends a hero to deliver them. He sends them one of the judges, and then the judge dies. Cycle repeats itself. People break the commandments, attacked by their enemies, cry to God for help. God sends a judge again and again. And what makes the book interesting is that every judge has a terrible flaw. And these flaws are on prominent display. They're not trying to hide them at all. That's what makes the book interesting. This is not the book of 12 saints. Every judge is fatally flawed. Probably the most famous judge of all was Samson. Hope you all know about the story of Samson and his mighty strength. What was Samson's fatal flaw? Young lady named Delilah. Every judge had a flaw. Deborah had a fiery temper. Jephthah, reckless and rash. But God worked through them all. God worked through them all in spite of their flaws, because in spite of their flaws, they kept turning back to God for help. It's a great disproportion between the flaws of the judges and the good that God is able to do through them. It's like what St. Paul said. He chooses the weak and he makes them strong. The book of Judges is almost like a study in how to cope with the effects of original sin in your life, right? Now contrast that with the story of the rich young man that you just heard here in the gospel. Here's a young man, he's got everything going for him. He's got every advantage. He's virtuous. He's sharp, right? He's rich, plenty of money. And Jesus lets him in on the ground floor. Come follow me. Can you imagine? From the words of the Lord himself. But despite all of his achievements and all of his blessings, he says no. Contrast that with the book of Judges. In spite of all of their flaws, they turn to God and say yes. And the rich young man, in spite of everything that's going for him, he hears the voice of God and he says no. And the message here today, it's a message of perseverance and encouragement. Don't be discouraged because of your flaws. They do not stop God. I knew an exorcist. He once told me something interesting about the spiritual life. He said that your flaws are the primary means by which God is trying to make you into a saint. Struggling against your flaws. So what are your worst flaws? Some people it's anger. Some people it's lust. Some people it's cowardice. They're always bravely siding with the crowd. Struggling against that flaw is what's going to make you a saint. God loves to exalt his subordinates. And he loves to choose the weak and make them strong. Simple message today. Do not be discouraged in spite of your flaws, but simply steadfastly refuse to quit. Just like the judges, refuse to quit and see what good God will do through you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Stephen of Hungary, pray for us.